This is GQDN for Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in those trick mixes. Go to put in the code quest. You get 25% off your purchase if you do. I am not awake today. Nope, not awake. But if you do, you get 25% off of your purchase, like I just said. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. I'm just saying. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games leaving Netflix. Huh? Microsoft did apologize. They did. And Steam provided a big time update. They did. But we begin today with the award show called the Golden Joystick Awards from GamesRadar.com, because there was a lot of awards handed out. So here is the list. Best Audio Design, Astrobot. Best Soundtrack and Best Storytelling, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Best Multiplayer Game, Helldivers 2. Best Visual Design, Black Myth Wukong. Best Indie Game, Balatro. Best Indie Game Self-Published, Another Carb's Treasure. Studio of the Year, Team Asobi. Best Lead Performer, Cody Christian. He played Cloud. Best Supporting Performer, Brianna White. She played Aerith, both of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Breakthrough Award, Critics' Choice, Balatro. Still Playing Award, Console and PC, Minecraft. Still Playing Award, Mobile, Honkai Star Rail. PC Game of the Year, Satisfactory. Console Game of the Year, Helldivers 2. Most Wanted Game, GTA 6. Critics' Choice Award, Helldivers 2. Best Game Expansion, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Ed Tree. Best Gaming Hardware, Steam Deck OLED. Best Early Access Game, Lethal Company. Best Game Trailer, Helldivers 2. Streamer's Choice Award, Chained Together. Best Game Adaptation, Fallout. Ultimate Game of the Year, Black Myth Wukong. Congratulations to all of the games and studios and the people that won those awards. Now, Steam was there, and PC Gamer did say that they are changing its policy on the DLC content and season passes. Now, here's what they put up on Blue Sky, maybe on Twitter as well. That was the new guidelines, quote, "By offering a season pass, you are promising future content. In the process of launching a season pass, you'll be asked to commit to a launch time for each content release in the season pass. The launch timing is a commitment to both customers and Steam. If you are not ready to clearly communicate about the content included in each DLC and when each DLC will be ready for launch, you shouldn't offer a season pass on Steam." Now, it would also spell out the stuff of the DLCs and all the stuff to players. And the devs won't only have to provide a launch time, but they have to fulfill the promise and release of the game when it was intended. For the quote, "Selling a season pass has risks. Since you are promising the release of future content, you have to commit to completing that content on time. If customers don't like the content you're releasing in the season pass of timing or the timing of the content release, that will be reflected in sales and reviews." Now, there's more to it than that, but you get the idea. What's now, maybe games will leave because there is a set of games that's leaving Netflix, the game library, and that is the Grand Theft Auto Trilogy. From GameSpot.com, they did say that Netflix did tell the users that the games will come off there on December 13th for that trilogy. Now, San Andreas may be staying on Netflix for a little bit after that, but those games will be leaving Netflix. And the date is December 13th, so we shall see what happens. Though we've already got an idea. We talked about that in the last weekly show, which you can go check out on thegroupquest.com. Now, we move on PlayStation, because the Shad PS4 PlayStation 4 emulator is now up. And this is the latest version of only PlayStation 4 emulator that will run Bloodborne pretty well via WCCUpTech.com. Because we called it Shad 4, it's also known as The Last Guardian, and that can be played on PC. With the Shad PS4 emulator, can run a lot of the console's games on the PC. So if that's what you want to do, because there are some videos out about it, then you know that it's there. However, we recommend that you play on your PlayStation itself. Now, we will also say that PlayStationLifestyle.com said that the PlayStation 30th anniversary PlayStation 5 Slim will be restocked very soon. In fact, it was already up 3 hours ago. So maybe we'll see. Now we go to GamesRadar.com because one of the things you can find on your PlayStation or other consoles is Dragon Age. And one of the characters, the iconic character, had quite the inspiration. In fact, David Gaidir, which is the narrative designer behind the Dragon Age game, did reveal that Claudia Black did become the voice of Morrigan. And how we know this is that he was talking on a new thread online, and he was reminiscing about the series and a lot of the characters. And that's where David did say that Claudia started, quote, as a bit of Morrigan Le Fay, hence the Dark Ritual, mixed with the Delirium form Sandman, end quote. But he did say that the devs, quote, were looking for a Middle Eastern actress to play her, as Shura Agashilo was slated to play Plymouth, and we wanted a similar sounding voice, but it was a real struggle. And then Shura unfortunately had to drop out to do a movie. Further quote, then one day, Caroline, our VO director, comes in with a recording sent by a representative for Claudia Black, who had done game VO back then but wanted to get into it. And it was Claudia doing a slow beat poet rendition of Baby Got Back. I kid you not, it was really fun, so I lost my damn mind, paraphrasing, end quote. So they jumped right at the chance, and she went right into that character, and she was hired in right after that. So Baby Got Back. Interesting. Back to the news. Microsoft got back because the Flight Simulator studio has increased its server capacity. Eurogamer.net's got the story, and they offered an apology, they being the Microsoft Flight Simulator 24. So the developers decided to write in a Steam update and said, quote, we have increased our server capacity and are seeing more players accessing the sim. However, we are still seeing access issues continue. This is not the launch experience that we want for our players. I want to apologize to the community. We will continue to work around the clock with our partners and provide updates until the issues are resolved. So we shall see what happens. By the way, if you recognize the animals, the Microsoft Flight Simulator borrowed the animals from Planet, just to let you know. Now remember, Steam did change its rules a bit. Well, they weren't the only ones. Itch.io did the same thing, and this is up on Blue Sky. Quote, we are now requiring assets page creators to tag their use of generative AI in their work. You can learn more with the link. It's itch.io on Blue Sky for the quote. On your dashboard, you can find a bulk tagging dialog if you have pages that need tagging. And they did put in a page quote after that about the AI tool. So if you're going to use AI on itch.io, you might want to let them know. Okay, let's get to some cool stuff. If you play Marvel Rivals, Hawkeye is coming. He'll be a part of the PlayStation 5 launch roster, and that's via pushsquare.com. There's a video about him, so go check that out. GameSpot.com did say that Call of Duty Black Ops 6 rank play has started, and there are some rewards to it. Now, the rewards will have quite a few rank skins for the competitor operator, and they are unlocked on the gold rank. The skins will be unlocked when you achieve a new rank instead of being rewarded at the end of the season. Now, there is an exception for the top 250 and the overall champion skin. The peak reward will be the champion skin, and that will be the most exclusive skin in Black Ops 6. And that will resemble a flaming crowned skullhead operator. Other rewards can be unlocked by reaching some milestones in ranked play, and that will include the ranked competitor skin, knife blueprint, the frag grenade skin, when attacking gun screen, and more than that. So you can go check that out. if you play Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Now, if you want a game for sale, and if you're interested, via GameSpot.com, Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance is $25, and that'll be for the Black Friday sale, which is next week. So, the deals will cover PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch version, all that good stuff. Indeed. You can go check that out. If you have a PC, like most of us do, Bigamatsu.com, Nikoriko, The Magical World, will launch on PC December 6th. And that'll come to Steam and Epic Game. Go and enjoy it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.